Bob.
It's Max. And we have Aaron with us, but he didn't catch his cue.
First time doing it, asshole. Jeez.
Well.
Hey, you got no roads over here, Bob.
Oh, you Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Oh, holy crap, has the shit hit the fan today.
Really, it didn't hit the fan today, unless you're talking about your lung work. It's kind of out of past of last week kind of thing.
Aw, this week. That's all I can say. Oh, is this the copycat?
It might be.
Not.
It's a Chevy.
Not. There's another guy in the neighborhood that bought a 2016 Trax Silver just like us.
Oh.
Like, oh, thanks for... yes, we'll set the standard. Anyways, a lot to talk about.
Not really. There's three things that I know we can talk about.
That you can talk about.
I mean,
there's lots of other stuff to talk about. How Wizards is changing Magic Online again to screw people. Let's see, how Kaladesh is garbage still.
Well, I wouldn't consider it garbage if I actually had Standard to play.
Well, as I told Jake about that whole situation, like, maybe I'll just borrow Max's Standard and just raffle stop everybody.
Not with that deck. Well, I mean, it is a control deck, but...
I'll just raffle stop everyone because nobody puts money into their deck.
Well, actually, Jason changed it up, but I'm done supporting that store. I'll tell you when the podcast isn't going. Yeah, people, remember how last week I had mentioned that I would have a free Standard to go to? Yeah, I don't anymore. I'm not allowed back at Lake Geneva Games, because I am considered toxic.
Until December?
Until December, but I don't think I'm going to go back, because the moment I go back, I'm just going to be an asshole.
Yes, this is the same store we have talked about through a lot of our podcasts, and once again, Max, who was defending it, finally got burned by this store.
Yeah, so, not being allowed to go back to LG... kind of go back into a couple way months back.
Well, it's over three instances. One of them has been heard on the podcast.
Well, actually four of them.
Four of them have been
considerably
heard?
Four of them. The passive, hey, you want to come down to Extreme with me?
Oh, yeah.
Friends and all that stuff. That's a passive one that, I mean, a lot of players do, and apparently this store doesn't like it. Some stores don't like it either, but talk to your store about it, not us.
No, it starts with...
Well, it starts with the fact back when I was starting to build Tez.
In Legacy Tezzeret.
Yeah, Legacy Tezzeret. You guys have heard me talk about it multiple occasions.
Over the whole summer.
Basically the whole summer. But I had just went ahead and bought Jace's and Lily's because I was dumb and had some money.
He impulse spent thinking he didn't have any other bills.
Yeah, I think I didn't have any other bills. Turns out, actually, I did and went to Mark going, hey, Mark... can I refund these cards? I might buy them back. Take the words might very strongly. Could I refund these? And he's like, yeah, we can do this. We'll refund them for you.
Now, Mark was a new employee at the time. So that was his mistake of instead of saying, well, we can buy them from you instead.
Yeah. So they end up taking the cards back. And... many weeks go by till about this last month.
Well, last Saturday.
Well, last Saturday is when Jason finally talked to me, but it was about 2 weeks before last Saturday, so 3 weeks ago. Mark had brought up when I was there on a Friday, because I chill there for a bit, say hi to old friends, and then before I come over to Bob's. But Mark had mentioned that the cards were still sitting there unbought, and I'm like, I don't need those Lilies anymore because I pulled them out of my deck. He goes, oh. And Anthony, we've mentioned before, was like, oh, Lilies? I need a Lily. And went ahead and was like, oh, can I buy Max's Lily off of him? And Mark's like, well, you got to pay what he paid prior. I'm just like, yeah, I don't care if he buys those Lilies. And in the process of Anthony going, well, I'm going to buy these cards, he's like, you know what? I should check my bank account. Anthony checks his bank account. He's at about $100 with Lily's at 88. Well, the Lily was at 88 and he was at $100 on his paycheck and was going to get one the next week. I'm like, dude, hold on. Wait till you get your next paycheck. Know you have the money. Don't pull a me and end up having to sell back cards.
Well, return cards.
Well, and having, return cards. And, Mark overhearing this goes to Jason saying that I'm telling people not to spend money at Lake Geneva Games.
Well, That's what I've been saying for probably 6 months now, since before Ken left.
Which, I had mentioned that Jason had did a full spiel when I back when I was cutting up Tez's proxies.
Well, I mean, it really starts when you had to return the cards, because Jason realized you weren't staying at the store every Friday and spending all your time and money there.
Yeah.
So that's also partially me to blame, because I introduced you to a place where there's an actual community.
Yeah. Which is a constant thing we keep on telling Jason, is when they ask us, why do you go down Extreme all the time? I'm like, because they have legacy supporters.
Well, it's not even just that. It's there's more people. Shannon has actually looked at us and said, whatever you guys want to fire, we'll fire. When I went up there and talked to Ken about being able to, well, can we, now that we can, Wizards allows sanctioning of EDH for Friday Night Magic, can we fire off EDH? He went to Jason. Jason said no. It's like, well, then you know what? I'm going to go where I'm able to play.
So beyond that little instance of the buying of cards, and one of the things he brought up is like, he was like, Max, you told me you're gonna buy back those cards. I'm like, I told you I might buy back those cards. Mark told you I'll buy back the cards. I told you I might. And that was kind of like the two instances of one saying that I'm telling people not to spend money at the store, and number two, possibly not buying back the cards, which I fully planned on it. I just needed to get a stable bank account to be able to pay the amount I spent on those cards.
And this all happened last Saturday. Max had come to the shop after during the pre-release of Kaladesh. He got there late, so he wasn't able to do it. And Jason had actually changed up his events, because usually he did a 2HG Saturdays at 6. Instead, he did it for the Friday midnight.
Which, if you guys listen to the after hours that I haven't put out yet, I explained that I was going to play not doing 2HG with Bob on a Saturday.
Yeah, we had talked about it, but then Jason changed it. So we were just there hanging out and trading with people while Max didn't even have 5 minutes of sitting down before Jason pretty much pulled him away from everybody. I don't know, you were gone for probably 10, 15 minutes, and next thing I know, Max comes over, grabs his stuff, and the guy who rode with him, and out they go.
Yeah. The additional instance... So there was the mediocre and then two of the four. The last instance was we have two players. They're not really the most fond of Magic players, but two Saturdays ago, I went over there and just to kind of figure out what's going on, see who's there. It was after our big legacy tournament. Yeah, monthly legacy tournament. I'm just like, I want something to do, so I stopped in at LG, and they were running a conspiracy draft. Well, LG had set up this weird, conniving system.
LG has a conspiracy game that they've ran each time. When, for $10, you get your conspiracy draft, no prizes. But each participant gets a clue. There is a 5-digit code.
That last year did not double up.
No, last year it was just boxes. Whenever you got boxes.
Well, the code was only just the 5-digit land code.
Yeah, it was the 5 different colors of Magic. Jason had gone through and wrote up, like, on an island, he'd write 1. So you know that an island cannot, or blue cannot be the first part of the code.
It's a game of Clue, and then the factor would be that the lands will not double up within the series. Well, this year he added it that you can double up on the series.
So, for an example, we could have white, red, green.
Making it, anyone wants to do math at home, which we happen to do before this podcast, 3,125 chances of getting the right combination. Well, minus one combination, they actually give you one answer, and that was the black one was not going to be the middle one.
But, originally last year, Jason had said, or done it with, if you guess the code, you get a box on the first one. Well, eventually we got it, and everybody split it up, so we got, like, 3 packs a person. So we just did a draft with it. Well, Jason got upset that we split it between us, so he started doing it as a pack each guess. You put 3 or 4 packs in, and then every time somebody guessed wrong, another pack would get put in the pool. So that way, there was a reason to guess wrong and keep the pool growing and growing and growing.
Yeah. But I go back to the fact that it has 3,125 choices.
Oh, yeah. As I said, it gets people to spend money.
Gets people to spend money, which is a kind of fun way to make money, yeah, but...
It's the point of the store. I know Jason doesn't want people to not spend money in the store. The problem is he has a double standard. People go in there with board games and miniatures and don't spend a cent for two or three trips in there.
Then maybe spend 50 on that third trip.
That. Magic players, if you don't spend any money at all, he doesn't want you in there. But he doesn't support Constructed to give people a reason to buy singles.
So, no, we're at the gas station right now. We're going to put a pause in this.
So it'll probably be part of the song.
Yeah. Everyone, we already chose the song for this week. I don't actually get a choice on this one.
Nope, I had it. I nailed it perfect.
You did. You guys would have heard it by now. Guys, see y'all in the first couple seconds.
More wood for their fires, loud neighbors. Flashlight reveries caught in the headlights of a truck. Eating seeds as a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city, of our city. Now, what are you on the wall? How are you on the side?
Well, we're back from getting gas.
Yep. What were we talking about? Oh, that's right.
Toxicity.
Yeah, no, we weren't talking about that. What the hell was it that we last spoke about? That's it. Record the podcast. Send it back. No.
Yeah.
Also, we were mentioning about what happened with the freaking clues.
Yes.
So, the winner of the conspiracy, after everyone's giving out these clues...
Was a newer kid,
and the winner of this conspiracy gets to get a guess, as we were explaining. It was a completely new kid, so I'm like, oh, well... And I told his friend, I'm like, he's only got this much chance of being able to get this thing right. You should hand him your clue, so then he can have help with it. And his buddy's like, oh, yeah. And hands his buddy his clue. I look down and I see that one of the two people that we don't really like them much, one of them had left their clue on the table. I'm like, oh, look, here's another one. And the fourth guy is over here picking up his stuff, and I'm going, hey, you should give the new kid the clue, because he's only got so much of a chance. I mean, you better just help. Could you just help him out? And the dude's like, no, it's my clue. He's got to earn it, and I'm not going to share it. I'm like, but come on. This is a new kid. He's got such, like, hard-ass time to already get it as it is. He's like, no, it's mine. He sits there and waves at him in front of me. I'm like, fuck this. Ripped it out of his hand and handed it to the new kid. They went to Jason going, oh, Max is being a bully. He's bullying us and stealing cards. I'm just like, huh?
And so that's why Jason gave Max a 3-month timeout from the game shop.
Yeah, because it's not a safe place for them. Because it's not already, like, them being assholes or anything at all.
No, the funny part is I want to look at Jason and be like, so why the fuck don't you kick Floyd out for ripping on people?
Well, it's the same thing, yeah. I had the same notion. I'm like, all right, so if I am apparently not the best player for other people to be in the store, that's kind of odd because I won asked people to come play. And
well, that's the thing. Jason doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
You're the one who told people from Extreme about going for the free conspiracy draft. I told them not to, but yet I got the free card because they didn't know that I said you don't want to go to that store.
Yeah. But, so no, after that Saturday, since Nick was with me, grabbed him, and just because, like, this all just happened, like, in about 15-minute time lapse.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, 6 o'clock when you got there.
Yeah, and to get kicked out of a place, it's kind of a little bit extreme. For, like, maybe the second time you've ever been kicked out of a place. So it's kind of just extreme, so I just kind of went, and just ran down to extreme so me and Nick could have something to do.
Well, what I should have said to you was you should have gone to Whitewater.
Yeah.
There's a couple of game shops up there that aren't too far from where you have to drop Nick off.
Yeah. Again, all this stuff just happened about a 15-minute time span, so I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to do this. Because I really can't think of anything else. But, No, we went down and jammed some games of Legacy.
Oh, boy. How'd that go?
It was Painter versus Bug in the Ice.
Okay.
Guess who won every single one of the games and never misplayed?
Painter?
No.
Nick?
Nick never misplayed, landed perfect force of wills. Every abrupt decay was spot on.
How the hell?
Did not miss a single play.
How?
I don't know.
Last time I saw him, he just didn't win.
Yeah, and now he didn't drop a single game.
Wow.
And I had gas going every single game, and he got me every single game.
Wow. Well, you said every single game enough.
Yeah, every single game, yeah. Well, I mean, the deck does run main deck three abrupt decays. But at the same time, to be able to see those every time and be able to hold them up for the exact card to stop the game from winning.
He's actually learning.
I'm like, and the funny part was, is the first time he landed a Phyrexian Revoker, he named Sentences of Divining Top. Because he didn't know about Grindstone yet.
And he still beat you that game?
He still beat me that game.
Wow. Wait, he's playing Revokers and Bug in the Ice?
Yeah, because they're horrors.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, they're horrors, so they don't flip up, but when Thing of the Ice flips.
Okay.
So, I mean, it makes sense, and then again, it's main deck hate to any combo deck, or...
No, that I didn't realize they were horrors.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a light notion. So, it was crazy as hell, too, because, like, I land the painter down, I'm like, alright, everything's blue, and I went to go off, and, because I have a red blast in hand, I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go off, and he's like, abrupt decay. Well, not abrupt decay, what the fuck was there that I can counter? What can I counter? Fuck, what is it? And no, actually, never mind. It was a Termagoyf stack. He played a Termagoyf. I went Blasted. Red Blast.
And then
I went Red Blast. He went Force Pitching Brainstorm. And then I went Red Blast on the Force. And he goes Force Pitching Toxic. And I'm like, huh? Oh, that's right. I made everything blue. I even had that moment. I'm playing Painter. And usually people against me have that moment.
That's funny.
He never missed a beat on that. Like, that's something that we see our players, our experienced players, mix up on, is that they forget that they could pitch a land to Painter.
I've never missed that.
Well, you haven't, but some of our experienced players that aren't you.
But Nick has also been, as I say, Nick's not all there, but he is. I think he's on a higher learning.
Yeah.
He doesn't learn as quick, but he learns just as much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was very surprised that, he didn't drop a single game. He's landing everything perfect.
Excuse me. Long week. So, Aaron.
Yo.
Since we already had Nick as a guest on our podcast, we need to ask you some questions.
Okay.
How did you get into Magic?
Oh, fuck, I got into Magic way back in the day. What was that, like, 96, 97, when I first seen kids playing it on the school bus?
Do you remember what set was out?
I don't know, when did Magic come out?
93?
Probably a couple sets after Alpha and Beta.
So like Revised,
Legends,
maybe Unlimited.
Fourth?
Probably like somewhere in the Legends area maybe.
Okay.
Cause yeah, no, I remember sitting there watching people just play cards on the bus and I was like, hey, that looks fun. Kinda never really took it anywhere, and all of a sudden was it middle school or high school I got back into it. I actually started playing or something.
And then you came over to LG, and that's when I said hi to you. And you met me.
I still find it funny that I knew your sister in high school.
Yeah.
I actually ran into her two summers ago, I think it was, or last summer, at my friend Jason's wedding. Huh. I guess she was friends with his now wife, Brittany.
So did you do any Kaladeshing this weekend? Or this last weekend?
Fuck no, I have bills.
Wow.
Kind of crept up on me because I kind of forgot I had a phone bill last month.
Oh.
No. This one's totally on me because, you know, for some reason my phone bill comes out a week that I don't get paid. So I'm like, I'll just hold off until next week when I get paid and I can pay it off. I completely forgot I had a phone bill payment. And then all of a sudden this month they're like, calling me every fucking day for 3 times a day, and it's like,
well, it's not like you didn't go like four months without paying
your
phone bill.
US Cellular.
Oh yeah, they're really bad at that.
Oh yeah, no. So I knew as soon as this one was gonna be up, like the next month was gonna come up, like they were gonna shut my phone off and be like, nope. Because my buddy's got US Cellular. He's like, oh yeah, no, they'll shut it off like the instant you don't pay it for the third month.
Oh yeah. Well
yeah.
When I was working in Kenosha last, they didn't send me bills for like 3 months. So one day I go on lunch to go call my wife, and it makes me call them.
Oh, speaking of another not sending me bills, there's Nelnet school loan. Those cocksuckers haven't sent me a fucking bill in over a year.
Ooh.
Maybe 2 years. And now I get a letter in the mail that says your account is, 60 days overdue? You fucks haven't sent me a goddamn letter in two years, you son of a bitch.
Unfortunately, it's your responsibility.
Yeah, I know.
It's still, bull. It's like, but they were trying to charge me like $800 for 3 months.
Wait.
U.S. Cellular.
Is this supposed to be a family-friendly podcast?
A little bit, but I mean, we are already past that. Oh, okay. And we really don't have enough listeners to go complain to Chewy about us.
Yeah. We love Chewy. I don't think too many people listen. I don't care. I'm trying to get more people with the tweets that I've sent out.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get, like, I just went out on Twitter this afternoon and I tweeted, hey, MTG community, what is your definition of a toxic community / player / store? And I want people to get back to me because this is something the community needs to talk about. Because Jason accused Max of being toxic.
When generally, I usually try and bring people into the store.
When Jason is the one who is toxic. And I have told him to his face he is. He plays specials or favorites with customers. He has let people get away with things and other people not things. I mean, plenty of examples I can give out.
Yeah.
Like, there's been plenty of times Jason's accused me of theft. Because I've turned things in. One day Josh Yap left his phone on the table and we were trying to organize EDH and I called out and said, hey, whose phone is this? Whose phone? I went and put it up on the counter. Well, Josh comes back and we had moved to the back. He goes, hey, where's my phone? I'm like, I probably set it up by Jason. Jason comes back and starts yelling at me. I don't want to be responsible for people's stuff. Why are you bringing it up here?
Yeah.
Well, it's usually the store that holds it so nobody walks out with it. Like, in another time, I went in on a Sunday and Jason was there. And I sat down at the computer, placed an order, and I looked right there, and right next to the door, 1,000-count box. I'm like, I don't think this is supposed to be here. So I just flip it up, and I look, and I'm like, oh, shit. Here's a foil Tezzeret Agent of Bolas sitting in here.
Yeah.
This is back when New Phyrexia was in standard. So I'm looking, and I'm like, holy shit, this is a foiled out Shroom deck. I go, hey, Jason, do you want this box? Because it's right here by the door. Somebody can just grab it and walk out. It's not mine. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Why are you looking through it? It's not yours. Whatever, dude. And that's when I canceled the order and walked out. So I'm trying to get the community to discuss what a definition of toxicity in our community is.
Because, I mentioned it to my father when it happened, and he came back with, yeah, I know it happens with bars. Bars don't like it when you talk about other bars, and or do things in bars that you get away with. And that's just kind of the thing. Like, some magic stores, it's probably something we, as magic players, kind of look into is what stores we like to go to and why.
I mean, you're not going to have a community if you're not letting people talk.
Yeah.
As you say, we go down to Extreme. They talk about going to stores all the time.
Yeah.
They have other stores come up to them and try and get suggestions on how to get the community going. You're not out there alone, but you do need to define yourself.
Oh, and I didn't say this at all, but I support LG at Extreme, but Jason doesn't hear that, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, he burned that bridge.
Yeah.
I still can't wait for Katie to hear it. Oh, yeah, Max got booted.
Yeah.
So, like, the first question I'm going to ask her when I see her tonight is, hey, Katie, who told you about the free conspiracy draft at LG? Because if she says me, I'm going to be like, no, wasn't me. I tried to tell you not to go. I'll admit, I am toxic towards LG because Jason made it happen.
You have a lot more stories against Jason.
I have a lot more interactions with him.
Yeah.
And a lot more reasons to dislike his method of business.
Yeah.
He bitches and complains about not being able to make money, when hundreds of times, like, Jake looked at him and said, sell repacks on eBay. You have thousands of commons sitting back. Place them up for 10 bucks in a 1,000 count box. You're not going to sell them here. You're not gonna, just going to throw them away. So, 1,000 for 10 bucks, somebody will buy it.
Yeah. It's about what he offers people for 30,000 cards. So, 30,000 cards, well, 10 bucks.
The problem is, he doesn't make any money off that store. Every cent he puts in that store comes from his wife's business.
Well, actually, they do have a TCG player following, but that could change soon.
No, I mean, they don't sell enough singles to pay theirs. Jason continually takes money from his wife's, that his wife makes from her business, and puts it back into the card shop. Because, have you seen that many singles in and out of their case?
Their singles, their case usually just sets.
Their singles go into the glass case when they're a new set, and then they get shuffled down, and once they're not more than $5, they sit in binders, and that's it. That is all they do. Those binders are just going to keep growing and growing, and they're not going to be able to say anything. Do you know how many Shocklands Jason has sitting in those binders?
Yeah.
He's got like 400 Hollowed Fountains from Return to Ravnica. They're not going anywheres. They're just going to collect dust in there. What are you ooing, AJ?
That's a nice looking Jeep.
Oh, I just haven't noticed you happened to crack your S7.
Yeah, that happened like a week or two after.
I thought you had an S6.
No, he's got an S7 now. He bought a new.
No, it's a 6 Edge.
Yeah. Did you ever look into contacting Samsung?
No.
Because Gorilla Glass has a lifetime warranty, so you might be able to send your phone in and they'll replace the screen for free. You'll be without a phone. Ooh, Pikachu on the side of the road.
No. I don't know. Sunday, Bob messaged me going, hey.
I texted him saying, hey, there's a Kaladesh pre-release at noon in Kenosha. It's about 20 minutes from us.
Yeah.
Max says, oh, I'm having lunch with my aunt. I'll let you know. I'm like, okay. So I get on my way. I call the place, Coliseum Games, Kenosha, Wisconsin. They're actually really good. I've known the owner for
a while. Their chairs are really nice. No, I like their chairs.
They went extra because they used to have just folding chairs, but Gerald's like, you know, people are here enough. I'm going to get the nice ones. He actually got the fit foam ones.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They're good chairs.
But they were having construction done on their driveway, so he's like, we're going to hold the event off till 1, so in case people have trouble finding parking. Okay, so Max calls or texts me, and he's like, I'll meet you at your house, which I call him back and say, I'm already on the road, so I'm getting lunch, and I'll meet you there.
So, no, I just go ahead and head up myself and showed up for the Kaladesh release and then sat there next to Bob because there's a bunch of people that I don't know. I'm highly an introvert and don't really like people. But
welcome to a magic community. Gotta learn to talk to people so you can trade.
I know.
But I ended up doing very horrible. I had an amazing pool, but I couldn't see anything I needed.
Well, I was going to get into the fact that, one, we sat down across from each other. Number two, we built across from each other.
And then we got paired round one
against each other.
Yeah, well, you smashed me because apparently the Gear Hulks are a trap and they suck.
Yeah, Gear Hulks are kind of junk when you have so much artifact removal in the set, let alone the fact of the creature removal.
I did not think there was that much artifact hate, and that's why when I played the black and the blue one, I'm like, okay, I'll be fine. 2 bombs at 6 drops? Perfect.
Yeah, you know? But then I was playing the salivating gremlins.
Whatever. It's 1/1 that you can sacrifice it to destroy an artifact.
Those guys were kind of nice. And then I have the scavenging scavenger, was the name of this? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 3/2 for 2 that you can exile a creature from his graveyard and return it to the battlefield. It's like, yeah, every game he had that on turn 2 against me.
Bob was also land screwed most of the time.
Well, no, the first game was all right, just I couldn't get anything going until about turn 4 in game 1. Then game 2, I got land screwed and stabilized at about 6, but you just were able to go wider than me.
Yeah, because the Salivating Gremlins are actually kind of strong. But,
So I ended up dropping after the second round because in both games I saw 3 lands total. The first game I mulled to 4, second game I mulled to 3.
Yeah. No, I then went over and played against a guy and went mulled down to 6, so it wasn't too best of a start, but I still ended up having a good fight for the first round. The second round, first game.
Get it right, because you're gonna confuse me.
I'm always confused myself. As you can see, I name them both back and forth. But either way, my first round, I ended up getting him. But
your first game, round two.
First game, sorry. Round two. First game, I ended up getting him because I just had a faster hand and I actually happened to find my removal at the right time. Game two, I got stuck with the land screw. I was one off of double black and at only four lands when I curved out at about, I think, six. But he ended up giving me that game two, and then game three, I just didn't see any removal. And that little Drake I was telling you about earlier, the one that you can get first strike, you can give it haste, and then you can fire breathe it. The little 3/3 flyer, I don't remember his actual name.
I don't know it.
But that one was a beast, because, I mean, yes, it's a 3/3 flyer, but it's not a creature, it's not an artifact, so my main deck artifact removal didn't really kill it, and I only had two kill spells three kill spells I can kill him.
Yeah, as I said, I played against a new guy. It took him 20 minutes first game to actually kill me, even though I had no creatures out.
Ooh, wow.
So I was a little tilted there, but then when I mulled the three, I just scooped it up after three draws and left.
Yeah.
Because it was worthless.
But he ended up giving me those games. I then proceeded to move into versing a guy who was on some three-color America.
Okay.
And he had the Drake and that one whale. It's a six. It's a.
6/5 flyer or something like that.
Yeah, 6/5 flyer, but you can pay, I think, 7 energy to bounce all creatures back to their opponent's hand.
Yeah.
He got me game one. Game two, I came back at him because he got a very bad land hand, and I had every single bit of removal I needed. And I was just on the rush because I ended up having the scavenger's calendar right there. Ding!
Stupid.
So I got him on game two. Game three, the game went kind of long because every time I had gas, he had the answer to it. But get down to the end of the game, I had the Demolition Stomper, which crews for 5. Mm-hmm. And I had been beating him in with the Scourging Scavenger every single time, just bringing it back because he's killed every other creature that I had. When the moment I played Demolition Stomper, I went ahead and was like, all right, well, I'll just swing in and see what I can get, because he was only at 6 life. And he was like, oh, well, okay, I'll just block and kill your Scourger and the other creature I had. And all I had was a Demolition Stomper left on the field and the Scourger in the grave. Well, what I had known, which, I mean, yes, he didn't know I had there was the artifact that I asked you if I should put in my deck, and you were like,
yeah. I don't know.
I'm just saying a shout-out to
you. The one that cries?
No, the one that, the equipment.
Plus 2, +0?
Yeah, +2, +0. I forgot the name of it. Sorry, people. I'm not really scared.
Gauntlets or things.
Yeah, something gauntlet. I had that in hand, and I'm going to a thank you for Bob for telling me to put it in there, because I knew that on the next turn I can bring back the Scavenger and crew the Demolition Stomper to get the game. And
because of the equipment.
So when I went to his turn, he didn't really have an answer to get rid of the Demolition Stomper, but he knew I couldn't crew it. No, at least thought I couldn't crew it.
The Demolition Stomper is the 10/7.
10/7 can't be blocked by 2 or less.
Yeah.
And so I knew I could bring back the Scavenger, and I didn't know I could actually equip the gauntlet to it. So I'm sitting there on my turn. I'm like, huh. Well then. I played out the gauntlet, reanimated the Scavenger.
You had to reanimate the Scavenger at the end of his turn because it comes into play tapped.
It actually does not. I misread that when I was playing against you.
Wow, that's retarded.
That and the Salivating Gremlins gained trample as well, so our games would have went so much quicker.
Wow, that's retarded.
But, brought the dude back, went ahead and equipped, and I swung in for the game, and he went, fuck you.
Wow.
I tilted him so hard. I was like, yes!
Well, I was upset because when I dropped out, I looked around for the kid who had the Magus of the Moons and the Leyline of Sanctities, and he was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get you 3 Magus of the Moons, Aaron.
Woohoo!
But the guy didn't. Because all he wanted was my full art foil Forus. And it's like, well, three Magus, I think they were at like 12 apiece. And then two Ley Lines were at 15 apiece. So that's 24 and 30, that's 54. That's 11 full art foilers, roughly, at $5 apiece. So I'd probably throw them seven, or throw them like 10 or 12. It's like, yeah, I could have got all those for it. But he was gone.
So, I'm gonna ask, how much are those foil zombie tokens?
I have no idea what they're going for right now.
Why?
I've got like 9 of them.
He wants a 10th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know some of them may want them, or if you're trying to, unless, are you trying to buy them or sell them?
Aaron's trying to get
them. Okay.
I just need one more.
He wants one more and have an even 10.
Because I've got a tiny leader that's a Liliana with zombies.
Oh.
Shut up. I can make it into an EDH if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But did you also happen to notice, Bob, that Krista from Girlfriend Breck was there?
Yeah, I knew Chris was there. I just didn't get a chance to say hi to her.
I was sitting there when I was playing Stuart next to her. I'm like, that is.
It's Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I saw her walk in.
Well, I didn't say hi because I'm just like, I don't know if it actually is her.
Yeah, it's her. She's a nice girl. I always have fun talking with her. I was kind of upset that I didn't get a chance to talk with her, but it was my fault because I didn't get to do the trades I wanted to. And I just wasted $30 getting blown out with Gear Hulks, getting blown out by fucking goblins.
But no, it was actually kind of funny to sit down to play, and I look over, I'm like, oh look, the girlfriend bracket.
Did she recognize?
No, I looked over at the bulletin board where they just had like a sign saying the girlfriend bracket, and I'm sitting there playing. I look over and going, huh, girlfriend bracket it's her.
And you didn't even say hi to her.
I didn't even say hi.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to tweet her. I'll tweet her, get her attention.
So I ended up placing 6 after winning that round where I got a good big old fuck you at the end of it. And the funny part was that we won our games went so quick. I was like, hey, you want to do another one? And I just crushed him again. And he's like, the fuck? Because I'm like, I was land screwed the first game. That's how you got it.
I was so upset because, like, my pool was just phenomenal for sealed.
Well, even better is I went back and I looked at my pool. I'm like, I could have totally done a red-green and done so much better. Instead of doing this red-black thing. That happened to piece together because I had the mythic rare demon. I forgot his name already, but it enters in -2, -2.
Didn't you also get one of the lands in your pool? The black
no.
white lands?
No.
Oh.
I wanted the one, but every single person at Coliseum isn't really much of a trader.
Oh, they are. Just trust me, if you go tonight, there's probably 40 people who will be trading next.
Well, the people that were there aren't really much traders. Like they'll grab the things they want. They won't trade. Because I'll trade for value. I didn't flip it later, but beyond that, I went for going to a bunch of GPs and events, and I go, all right, take it all.
Oh, that's the thing. We got new month starts tomorrow. So the end of October is SCG Milwaukee.
Okay.
22nd and 23rd.
Okay. I'll keep spots open for that.
I might end up going up with Tony on Saturday for the Modern.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to play Modern or not. I really don't want to.
I mean, I know I don't have a Modern deck, and even if I did, I wasn't trying to play.
Sunday, I'll probably end up driving up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you got a passenger.
Yeah, I figured. Still don't know what I'm going to play.
Yeah. Probably just play your Deathblade or Sunblade. I forget what you're on. I forget what Deathblade. It's called Deathblade. I keep getting mixed up which one you're on.
Deathrite.
Yep. All right. So Deathrite, Deathblade, Deathrite.
Because it used to just be Stoneblade, but then people realized Deathrite is the greatest one mana planeswalker ever.
I mean, anyone playing black usually just puts it in there.
I mean,
whether or not they're playing green or not.
With the current meta the way it is, if you're playing either black or green, there's no reason not to splash the other color for a abrupt game.
Yeah.
Just it's that good.
Or especially in a Chalice ran format. No?
Well, yeah, Chalice and Counterbalance.
Yeah.
Mainly Counterbalance.
Yeah, because everyone's always scared about Miracles.
I mean, mean, it is quote unquote the boogeyman of the format.
Yeah. I mean, you do need to know how to face it, but after some playtime against the Miracles, you can figure out how to beat it. It's not too tricky.
No, I mean, there are ins and outs to beating it and learning it.
I mean, thankfully you built it, so I got how many games of against Miracles?
A lot.
With a good Miracles player?
I'm not good.
Hell, I am better than most.
No, I am horrible at Miracles. I should have punted so hard at the last SCG. Wasn't even funny. I did punt so hard, and I don't know how I won that game. I honestly do not know. Because I brainstormed, seeing Snapcaster, Force of Will, and a Plains with a Jason hand. So I put back everything but the... Or I keep the Plains and the Force of Will, not even thinking about it. I don't even have the mana. Play the Plains, say go, opponent plays Lily and ticks her up.
Uh-huh.
I should have put... Or no, it was the Snapcaster, and I kept the Force of Will on top. And I let the Lily resolve. And let him tick it up. And I have to discard the Snap. And then next turn I draw a Force of Will that I can't use.
Yeah.
So, we are almost to where we're going to get dinner for tonight.
Well, we're already past the shop, but we're moving down to get food.
Food. Yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too.
And I almost trapped us in the lake.
But, so no, this is Max and Bob and then Aaron. Contact info is going to be in the description because we get tired of saying it all the time.
Yep, eventually.
So, see y'all. I will possibly put out the after hours from last week and then this week. I didn't put out last week because I didn't have the time this last week.
Ooh, wow, that's a nice deal. Two slices and a drink for $5.
Oh, I'm going to get Subway. Somewhere between the sacred silence.